From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington. The Chinese military says tons of cyanide are at the blast site. China has confirmed that sodium cyanide, a toxic chemical, was stored in the warehouses devastated by massive explosions in the port city of Tianjin. Xi Lu, the chief of staff of the People's Liberation Army's Beijing military region, said today that more than 100 tons of the deadly chemical was stored in two locations within the blast site. Chinese officials also said Sunday the death toll from the blast has risen to 112. At least 21 firefighters are among the dead, state media reports. An Indonesian passenger plane lost contact with air traffic control today in the country's easternmost province of Papua and is missing. The Trigana Air turboprop lost contact about 30 minutes after takeoff from Sentani Airport in Papua's capital on a flight to the Papua city of Oxabil. Aviation officials say 54 people were on board the plane, 44 adult passengers, 5 juveniles, and 5 crew members. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi agreed today with an investigative commission's recommendation to court-martial Iraqi commanders who withdrew from Ramadi earlier this year as the city fell to Islamic State militants. Taking the capital of Iraq's western Anbar province was a big victory for Islamic State fighters, giving them control of a major city 125 kilometers from Baghdad and prompting renewed questions about the ability of Iraq's security forces. The loss is what prompted U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter to say he questioned the will of Iraqi troops who, along with militias, are battling the Islamic State group on the ground. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Home Minister for Pakistan's populous Punjab province has been killed in a suicide bombing along with at least 11 other people. An advisor on health for the Punjab provincial government, Saeed Elahi, told state-run television that Minister Shunju Khanzada is among those killed today. Rescue workers say the death toll is likely to increase. Several people are still trapped under the rubble. German lawmakers are expected to vote Wednesday on whether to approve a third bailout for Greece. Both Greek lawmakers and Eurozone finance ministers now back the deal. Dutch finance minister and Eurogroup head Jeroen Dijsselbloem applauded the agreement.
It's comprehensive. It's an ambitious reform package. It addresses the main challenges, both on reaching sound public finances to return to growth, but also structural policy frameworks to enhance competitiveness. And finally, it safeguards financial stability. It deals with the issues in the banks.
Even Greek finance minister Euclid Taxalatos offered an upbeat reaction to the bailout, although the deal requires Athens to enact difficult reforms.
This deal, we have never hidden the fact, has many opportunities. It has an opportunity for Greek people to reform their public sector, to address the issues of corruption, to address the issues of tax evasion, and a number of very important structural reforms.
Some analysts doubt whether the measures, which include raising taxes, cutting spending, and privatizing state assets, will lead to growth and allow Greece to pay back its debts. This week, Greece has a multi-billion dollar payment due to the European Central Bank. With a month left before the deadline for the U.S. Congress to vote on the international deal limiting Iran's nuclear program, President Barack Obama appears to have lost his only chance to get any Republican support for the agreement. Republican Senator Jeff Flake, a main target of White House lobbying, said Saturday that while he supported the negotiation process with Iran, he will vote against the deal. Flake said the benefits of limiting Iran's nuclear ability for a period of time do not outweigh what he called severe limitations the deal puts on Congress and future presidential administrations. One of the United States' oldest and largest telecommunications giants, AT&T, gave valuable assistance to the National Security Agency's program to spy on domestic internet and telephone traffic, according to the New York Times. The newspaper Saturday cited newly disclosed NSA documents leaked by fugitive former contractor Edward Snowden. The documents, however, do not specifically name AT&T. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.